Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're...
What do you reckon? No, just pointed me.
It's Grace's go. Grace, you go.
Grace, what do you reckon? Grace. You come in here, you don't show up for the entire show.
And you grab the microphone and do your fart on it.
Grace. That's it. You're out for the rest of this.
Yeah.
Stinky thing.
Gossip Grace. More like Gassy Grace.
Oh, absolutely.
Gassy Grace. No, look, our producer Grace is away. She's off this week.
That's why the studio smells so nice.
He's going to kill us when she goes
back. Oh, my goodness.
She doesn't listen to
the
podcast.
So mad. I know.
She only listens to the one where she features predominantly.
Yeah, she won't listen because she's not on it.
Not on it at all. I asked the other day, I was like, you listen to that podcast? I was like, that was a good show the other day. And she goes, yeah. And I said, what's wrong? And she goes, I wasn't in it much.
Mate.
So she didn't listen to it.
Okay.
She put it together, in her credit. Yeah. She put it together, but
I'm going to say today's show was a bloody ripper.
Yeah, I mean, I've been.
We forgot to do a show rating today as well, by the way.
Yeah.
We got carried away.
Sometimes
we get carried away.
I reckon 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, mate. That's, you said it.
I mean, there's, we solved the monsoon
Rickshaw.
The rickshaw bike. Yeah. We have a little point to pinnacle recap and play the moment our brains stop working.
Oh, yeah. Ice baths.
Newsreader Rachel.
Oh, yeah. We got into her. You well, have a listen to that. That's, we that's, thought we were going to get in trouble for that, but yeah. We didn't.
We also play audio from another radio station.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a fun time. We bring back Chance or Chest, which is a game.
One of the great
games.
We
haven't played in probably 3 or 4 years.
But since before Grace.
Mm.
Well, and now
before.
And now she was away when we played it.
That so was before Grace, before Make It Rainer.
Yeah.
Before Master Steph.
Yeah. It was back at Toucan Mason days.
Yeah. It was
way
early.
Back then.
God,
we've had a few, haven't we?
Is it me, Jesus? bit of update on the e-scooters. We're getting them.
Yeah.
Got the green light there.
Yeah.
How do you play Monopoly? What's your go-to strategy there?
Bit on.
Sabina Newton, the master. Just,
it's great show. Great show.
Great show.
What do you think made it a good show? Oh, she's back. Jason Derulo, Hobart's hit 100.9. You are with Jimmy and A. 6:09. Get this, top of 23. No rain today. Finally. But Jim, that was some good news, but now I've got some not so good news because this morning, Fiona's of regular goers of Monsoon Thai in Battery Point.
So the owners of the regular goers?
Yeah, well, I was supposed to say we're regular goers because we go there a bit.
The owners of the regular goers.
They're probably, I mean, they might be regular goers of their own restaurant.
Yeah, no,
you know what I mean?
I would if I was going to own a restaurant or a bar.
Bloody oath, I would. Yeah. I'd be because it would show that you do good food and good drink. You know what I mean? If you're sitting there eating it,
yeah,
you're not going to eat crap, are you?
Well, I mean, if it's free.
No, you're so right. Well, technically it's not for, because you'd be paying for it all, wouldn't you?
No, if you own the place, I'm not paying.
Well, you got to own it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If I own it. Sorry, guys, I'm the owner. I'm not paying for anything.
Anyway, the sad news is their iconic prized red rickshaw, which is the fancy bike with the carriage that's been out the front for such a long period of time, been stolen. This sucks. It was stolen last week. Monsoon Thai Fusion owner, Avtar Saini, he said that the Thailand-made rickshaw had become a popular emblem of the Battery Point restaurant. You know the one, Jim. It's got obviously all the lights on it and everything. It's iconic when you drive past Monsoon Thai. Someone's nicked it.
Couple of things, right?
It was you. I knew it was you, mate.
Yeah, you got me. I just
confessed. I saw how you got into work this morning.
I saw, Nathan and I put the show plan together. Mm. Usually it goes to producer Grace, but she's away.
She's away.
This week. So Nate sent it to me, and I saw that. We go there a bit, Sandy Bay, Monsoon Thai.
Well, you said they do really good vegan options.
Yeah, I go with her friend of the show, Peter Siddle, from Australian cricket.
Yeah, right. No, he's just there. You just sit at another table and stare at
him. Hey, man, say hello to me. He's vegan. They do great vegan options. And when I'm there with Pete, I have vegan. And I can't even tell the difference. I'm honest.
That's how good it is.
It's so good.
Yeah.
A little confusing because I don't want to get into it, but they do duck pancakes that are vegan. And they taste the same as duck. Anyway.
That's a whole nother thing. We're talking about the rickshaw.
Yeah, no, sorry. I didn't even know the rickshaw was there.
What? Yeah. You didn't notice the big
bike
thing out the front?
No,
even at
noticed.
Night with the lights on
no,
it?
No, never noticed.
Oh,
never
it's iconic. Attention.
I know. Anyway, but then guess what I had for dinner last night?
What?
A rickshaw.
A rickshaw. Chewing on the handle of a rickshaw.
This bloke sold me one. No, I went to Monsoon Thai.
Did you really?
Yeah, Thai green curry. with coconut rice and the bread, or the bread, whatever the bread's called.
No, naan bread.
Is it naan?
No, Roddy bread.
And when I walked in, I tried to imagine the rickshaw, and I went, can't imagine it.
You can't imagine it. Know. Even with the photo, that doesn't jog any memories.
They show me a photo now.
Doesn't jog any memories. How do you not? You've been there so many times, you've never noticed a rickshaw. You literally have to walk past it.
I think, though, once I'm in close vicinity, because I tried to imagine it last night, and I was like, once I'm there, I'm just thinking of the delicious food inside.
No, you're so right. I mean, if you focus elsewhere. On the food. Yeah. And if you.
I'm going to defend myself here, Your Honor. And.
Wait, you weren't on trial until now. Guilty.
Guilty says what?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, go, yeah.
Got him.
No, I'd had takeaway there before I ever went there. And when I had takeaway, it was delicious. So then from that point, I'm like, wow, the food's delicious.
Yeah.
So then when I physically went there for the first time, all I was thinking about was how good I'm going to have this food again.
Absolutely. So you're like, what else can I take away? The rickshaw.
No.
Jimmy and Nate. Beautiful sunrise this morning. Beautiful and pink sunrise this morning. I don't know if you saw it.
Beautiful.
Stunning.
It was good. Not now.
No, not Missed now. It. It's gone now. A bit late, isn't it? 6:19 already up. Never used to be the case.
I love Hobart. Yeah. The sun throughout the year could rise anywhere between 5 and 8.
It's like a lucky dip, really, isn't it? It's a lotto every morning.
You got no idea. Nath, coming up yesterday, we weren't here for the start of the show because we did the Point to Pinnacle on Sunday. So we did the show live from about 7:30. Bodies were a little bit sore. To be honest, thought we'd be sorer. But we love you, our little 6 a.m. club.
Yeah, we should do key ring or something.
So what we thought next, we'd just do a little recap of how the Point to Pinnacle went. And play a little bit of the show from yesterday.
Yeah, because you would have missed it. So we want to let you in on it, in on the secret. Well, it's not really a secret because we broadcast it to the entire city.
Shh, don't tell anyone. We ran the Point to Pinnacle. Nathan, massive round of applause for everyone that completed the Point to Pinnacle or Point to Pub
Sunday. Huge effort. Over 3,000 people.
Yeah, three and a half, I think.
Yeah, massive.
We weren't live yesterday for the shows. So we thought we'd better just be safe in case we're a bit sore.
Safe, not sorry.
Yeah. Because not from the Point to Pinnacle, just the beers afterwards.
Old T-Bone. Shout out to the boys.
How good's T-Bone, by the way?
Ah, froth it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a good place if you haven't. Go and check it out. Good beers, good people.
Hot pies. Bring some national pies.
Jeez. We better get some free T-Bone national pies and Thai food.
Oh, aren't they getting some love?
Yeah.
Some love this morning before 6:23.
None of these are paid,
cash for comment, mate. Bloody hell.
No, look, yeah, we just want to do a quick little recap. Because we did a Point to Pinnacle show yesterday with Tommy Windsor.
Started from 7:30.
Head of the Mobart Mobros. We actually did the show, the last end of the show in Ice Baths. We'll chat about that quickly. But, Nath, how did you find the Point to Pinnacle? Like, in terms of what you thought it would be and then doing it and then afterwards.
Yeah, it was exactly what I thought it was going to be. Very, very difficult. It's funny how things like this, because I mean, I did do some training, not as much as I wanted to, because we've just had so much on. But the thing was, the adrenaline pushes you up the mountain, doesn't it? When you see so many people, not only competing, but so many people watching on the side of the road, like up through Fern Tree, up through Sandy Bay, everywhere, everyone is stopping on the side of the street. People are putting like picnic chairs out on their driveway just to cheer people going past that they don't even know. It's awesome.
I didn't think there'd be that many people watching.
So many people with signs and everything.
I get to say this on the show yesterday. I don't know if you noticed, early in Sandy Bay, there was a couple of blokes on a balcony who were having beers.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. Yeah. I mean, I was very much trying to be in the zone.
They were yelling and carrying on to some blokes near me, so I think they knew them. But I was like, because it's Sandy Bay's early days of the Point of Pinnacle, and I'm like, oh, I just love a beer. And it was sunny. And I was like,
and especially straight away in the race, that's not what you want to say.
I was like, good banter from those boys.
Yeah. Oh, look, it was unreal. But the last 7 kilometres after you, so you get to Fern Tree, and then Fern Tree is the 14-kilometre mark, right? Yeah. But they say you've got to.
Where Lost Freight is.
Yeah, where Lost Freight. And you've got to treat it essentially as halfway because it is so steep from then on, and it just hurts, doesn't it? And even though we tried to keep running, it looks like we're walking.
Yeah, there was.
Walkers going past us.
The Nathan and I mentioned. I mean, you can check it out, download Listener with our knee. You can hear the whole Point to Pinnacle show. But yeah, Nathan, I say that 4-3K left mark.
Oh man,
you're shuffling. There were walkers walking past you because the walkers go a bit earlier.
Horrid.
But no, look, I loved it. And it was. I think it's the coolest thing for me is when you're at rest point at the start and you look up at the mountain. And you go, wow, that's so far away. And then you're at the top of the mountain. You look back down at rest point. And you go, wow, that's so far away.
It's surreal, isn't it?
Yeah. To run that. So look, it was a lot of fun. But yeah, yesterday. So we haven't played this on the show, but yesterday. We had Tommy Windsor on the head of Mobart Mobros. We did the show from Ice Baths. You can see it on Instagram at Jimmy Nath. Now, at the end of the show. So the show's done. Mm. This wasn't on the show. The show's done. The three of us have put our wheelie bins next to each other to try and get a photo.
Mm-hmm.
And then we thought we'd get a fun video of us popping out of the bins.
Yeah, it could be a fun little boomerang kind of thing.
Was not.
No.
And it was... now, I will say at that point, we'd been in the ice bath for about 40 minutes.
We've also got brain freeze because we've been going underwater a few times.
So... You'll listen to this. This is me, Nath, Jimmy Nath, and Tommy Windsor. We're trying to chat to each other to organise jumping out of the bins at the first time, but we've been in ice bath for 40 minutes. Yeah, and as Nath said, we've got brain freeze.
Oh, I thought we were bursting. I thought we were bursting.
I reckon we go 1, 2, 3 down, and then straight back up.
If I go 1, 2, 3, and I'll go.
You'll hear that.
Don't leave it too long.
No,
I'll go 1, 2, 3, and I'll go bang, bang.
Now, Tommy had this genius plan to tap on the bin and that would be the signal, but we couldn't hear it.
No.
We couldn't hear the tap.
And you can see it on Instagram, on Facebook, at Jimmy Nath. He also doesn't go under.
No, he doesn't even close the bin.
You and I go, we submerge ourselves.
Absolutely committed
like
to it.
We're completely wet. He just sort of half shuts the bin and then goes.
You can still see his eyes.
Yeah,
it's
still
like he panics.
I do love that, though, because we're so cold. Like, we don't want to... And we're all just yelling.
Mm.
You're stuck.
I couldn't get out.
You're a bit bigger than me and Tommy. You're like,
You need to grease the bin to get me out afterwards.
So, yeah, look, if you do want to see it, at Jimmy Nath. But, Nath, another round of applause for everyone that competed.
Yeah, well done, everyone. Walk,
Rand, point to pub, point to vinegar, whatever it was such a special day to be a part of.
Go easy on me.
Adele. Hobart's hit 100.9, 7:15. You are with Jimmy Nath. And please welcome to the studio, newsreader Rachel.
No opener.
No opener. Interesting.
Oh, no opener. You know what? Please welcome newsreader Rachel.
I've just been cancelled. What's going on?
Look,
coming close, mate.
Newsreader Rachel Hobart, she does some news for some other stations as well.
Yeah, she cheats on us, it's an agreement.
We're not going to name these stations, but...
we've got an open relationship.
Yeah, but Nathan and I went to the trouble of writing something for Newsreader Rachel, which we thought she liked and she enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out she didn't, because, look, we're going to... And also, this is Rachel's leaving us for not forever.
We don't know yet.
Well, maybe, yeah.
We don't know.
You're going to do the Three Capes this
week.
Yeah,
I'm doing the Three Capes bushwalk this week.
This is the last one booth away for a little bit.
Yeah, look at us caring about Rachel.
Yeah. Learning, investing.
Knowing about her.
We'd never go on another state. Well, look, we're going to play something that happened on a different radio station.
Now, we're not allowed to do this, but we're doing it anyway.
We may
definitely
get
not allowed to.
Yeah. No, but this happened on a different radio station this morning.
Rachel from the Triple M newsroom.
I think that's the best opener I've ever had in my career.
Have you ever had an opener? I mean, seriously.
I've had openers before, but nothing like this.
I was
the best.
What? The best opener.
I've had opens before, but not like this.
The best opener.
What have we done?
Of my career.
What did we do to upset you?
Rachel,
we're friends.
Just have a listen to this. Name check.
One booth away.
Mm-hmm.
Factual.
What does she do for work? News.
Because she's good at a job.
It is very good news. No, it is very good. But you also, I have to say, I hate being called Rach.
And you know what? I knew this.
And we did know that.
Yeah, you did know that going into this. Yeah. But I do, look, I'll respect this one. I'll apologise for this.
We'll apologise. Yeah. Please welcome Rachel.
Newsreader Rachel!
Here it comes.
Thank you. I expect this every day from now on.
Now, we don't actually have time for the news, but that was this just in.
Yeah, that
we forgive you.
Jimmy and Nate. Hobart's hit 100.9.
Tuesday morning, Jim, 22 minutes 8, and this is big because... Oh, you're right, buddy. What's happened?
Spill my water everywhere.
Oh, no.
All down the wall.
Can we get some wipes in studio 2?
Yeah, I've got some
wipes in studio 2.
It's all right.
This is what
Imogen's here from our Fun and Games department.
Yeah, thank you, Imogen.
Oh, and Sharon. Good to see you, Sharon.
We got the whole team here.
That's lovely.
Grace wouldn't have run in with anything. She would have let you bask in it for a little bit.
Sorry, mate.
While you clean up, I'm going to rip through this. Tomorrow, the Jimmy and A Show, we're going to be live from the Rest Point Lawns for the launch of Hobart Monopoly, and also because our studio will be out of action because it'll be swamped in water. We've announced on this show, Jim, that the good folk of Monopoly, they've been working behind the scenes to build us our own Hobart board. This is huge. And tomorrow it is going to be unveiled. We're going to be there from 7 a.m. Everybody's invited. And if you come down, get this, you'll be able to draw a community chess card for the chance to win an exclusive first copy and also heaps of other spot prizes. We've got heaps of other spot prizes from people. We can't tell you who or what.
The people on the board have already promised some...
giving away prizes.
Prizes.
Yeah, of course. Miss Monopoly's also going to be there for the kids. We've got the big novelty board that's going to be there. This is all happening 7 a.m. tomorrow on the Rest Point Lawns. But right now, Jim, to celebrate, we thought we'd give away...
Just quickly, I've spilled all this water here, right? The irony is yesterday we had 3 garbage bins full of water.
Didn't spill a drop. Have a little bottle of water.
My little bottle of water here.
Yeah. So, to be fair, you've got a new... You're still working out how that bottle of water works.
Because you broke the other one. At the Pinnacle on the weekend.
Exactly. Try and do a good thing.
Anyway.
And that's the thing. So we'll... we'll try and get you a better water bottle. We'll do some practice.
If you got a water bottle,
what we want to do right now is give away the first 2 exclusive copies of Hobart Monopoly. This is massive. Never before seen. These are limited edition. We're giving away the first 2 copies right now with a little game, Jim, and it's called Chance or Chest. And not many people know this, but Monopoly Chance cards and Monopoly Community Chess cards, they have a special ability to relate to everybody's life.
Oh, when only used by Jimmy and A.
By the Jimmy and A show. Oh, you can't do this at home.
People don't know this, but we're psychics.
We are psychics.
But we need community chance cards to do it. Our powers only work when I hold these cards in my hot little hand.
It's creepy because not many people know this, but we can relate any community chess card or any chance card from Monopoly to a person's life. Mm. And we can only do it on the show if you call right now 131060.
If you've heard tarot cards,
they're essentially
on Monopoly cards.
Chance or chair.
Chance or
chair. Chance or
chair. Chance or
chair. So to prove how impactful this is and how almost creepy it is, Jim, why don't we do a demo?
Yeah, we're going to do a demo.
So,
do you want to bring in Imogen?
Let's bring in Imogen from the Fun and Games Department. She's answering the phones right now, but I thought I'd bring her in anyway. She doesn't know this. Imogen, I want you to jump on the microphone just there.
Hey, team.
Hey, how you going?
Good.
Imogen, you don't know this, but it's quite creepy how it works.
Nathan and I have a very special set of skills.
Chance or chest?
I'm going to go with a chance.
Chance card.
Chance card.
Take a chance on me.
So I'm feeling which card. I don't pick from the top.
I can feel that there's energy in the room.
All right, I've picked a card. Mm-hmm. Imogen's card, Nath. Says,
yep.
Advance to pink one.
Mm-hmm.
If you pass go, collect $200.
Now, this is insane. Imogen, have you ever won $200 before?
Actually, I've won 200 euros before.
And this, look, it's not actually dollars. It's the little Monopoly line sign.
Yeah, which is the exact same sign as
the Euros have lines through them.
Yeah.
The E does.
Guys.
Creepy.
And how do you feel about the colour pink?
I mean, impartial. I don't really mind.
Yes,
pink's
that's
okay.
Right. It's
Though,
your favourite colour.
Didn't we say the other day?
You're so right. Sorry, pink is my favourite
colour. No. We were chatting about Harry Styles and his new photo shoot, and you said, how good does he look in pink?
I did say this.
So maybe advanced pink is your life is moving closer to meeting Harry Styles.
Oh.
All you've got to do is pay him €200.
No, maybe you have to spend €200 to get to Europe to meet Harry Styles.
Maybe on his concert that he's about to announce.
A girl can dream. I need those dates.
Shivers.
Is that successful or what?
Look, I would say that's successful. I'm impressed.
There you go. And that is how it works. Chance or chest. Chance or chest.
Yeah, Nathan and I have a special skill. We can predict your future or your current state.
Or just some sort of relation to your life.
Through chance and chess cards from Monopoly. Our powers only work when we have chance and chess cards. People have heard of tarot cards and fortune tellers, but Nathan and I are monobologers.
Exactly. Monobologers.
Tellers.
Says it on our email signature.
Mine says dolphin trainer.
In brackets, monobologer. How this works is people just pick a chance or a chess card. And we show you how creepy it is, but they relate to your life in some way. It's insane how it works. And we're giving away the first copies of Hobart Monopoly as we go to the phones right now from New Norfolk. Hello, Alyssa. How are you?
Good morning. I'm going good, thanks, guys. How are you?
We're good, Alyssa. Have you ever had a tarot reading before? Tarot reading?
Like as in tarot cards? I have once before.
Okay. How did that go?
I mean, it was half accurate.
Half accurate. Well, we're going to be full accurate.
100% accurate.
Success rate of the Jimmy Nash Show. We can promise that.
Alyssa, chance, yes? Chance or chest?
Well, I just consulted my 7-year-old and he said to go with chance, so we'll go with chance.
Okay. Take a chance on me.
No, I don't. Look, I don't take the top card. I shuffle for them and
you feel it.
Feel for what card's calling me.
The energies.
Calling me. Tingle Tuesdays.
Oh, what got you gold?
Something's wrong with the day.
Alyssa, don't laugh. This is serious.
Okay, I've got one.
Okay, here we go. Chance.
Alyssa, card. From New Norfolk. Advance to the nearest station. If unowned, you may buy it from the bank. If owned, pay owner twice the rental to which they are otherwise entitled.
Now, does that sound like it could relate to you in any way, Alyssa?
It does a little bit, yes.
Why?
So we actually just, my husband and I, put in an offer for a vacant block of land. So that's kind of on the money.
So it was unowned and you've put in an offer to the bank?
Yes.
Wow. We didn't have to dig or anything.
Yeah. So have you heard anything from that yet?
Not yet. This is the week. So fingers crossed this is a good sign.
And would you have said, Alyssa, that doing so, you and your partner, you took a big chance?
Oh, absolutely. A massive chance.
And this is an empty block of land, Alyssa?
It is, yes.
And you know what they say, Nath, about empty blocks of land?
What do they say?
They're the stations of real estate.
They are. And, Alyssa, what are you listening to right now on the radio?
Hit 100.9.
Which is a?
Station.
Creepy. Alyssa.
Wow.
I've got goosebumps.
You got goosebumps, Alyssa?
I do have goosebumps.
Because of that, we're going to give you a limited edition.
You okay?
So the ghosts are getting me. A limited edition Monopoly Hobart.
Amazing.
Congratulations.
You can get excited, mate.
You get excited. Yeah, well done. Yeah, Alyssa, congratulations. Well done. You enjoy that, okay, Alyssa? Well done.
I will, thank you.
All right, Rodney from Howden. Hello, Rodney.
How are we going?
Oh, mate, we're good.
We're good, Rodney.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Okay. Rod, would you like a chance or chess card?
Chance or chess?
Oh, go chess.
Chest, okay.
Chess card.
Gonna have my eyes are shut, just having a feel, see what card calls to me.
Rodney, how are you feeling, by the way? Have you got goosebumps at the moment? Your hair's standing on end?
Not really.
Okay. It'll happen, Rod.
It's honest. That's all we want. Or I've got one.
Okay. Community chest.
Rod, community chest. Advance to go.
Mm-hmm.
Collect $200.
Rodney.
Yep.
Trying to figure out how to write.
Rod, where are you headed this morning? Where are you advancing to?
Advancing to work.
Work.
Advancing to, okay.
And do you get paid for work?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you get paid, Rodney, roughly?
$200 a
day. Give or take $200 a day.
Hopefully it's a little bit more than that.
Yeah, but give or take.
Yeah, you can add a bit of mayo on it.
Give or take $200 a day you earn.
A little bit more, yeah.
But give or take, Rodney. Somewhere in there.
I think Rod's giving it to you, Dave. What do you want him to say?
I want him to say, give or take, $200. Rodney, how much are you earning today?
Give or take $200.
Oh, Rodney, it's insane.
You can hear how much you didn't want to say that. It is insane.
Wow. Rodney, I mean, you need to get a better job if you're only getting too much jobs. Pharrell Williams, happy. Hobart's hit 100.9. You are with Jimmy and Nate. Oh, clap along, guys. If you're happy.
This is, Sorry.
Sorry, let Pharrell finish. Come on.
It's like a follow-up to the... Remember the song? It was like, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
I wonder if
he was inspired.
It must have. It must have.
Because he says, he's like, clap along if happiness is for you.
Yeah. And then everyone claps. It's got to be linked.
Wonder if I reckon they should sue.
Oh, absolutely. I was going to sue the pants off. No, sue the hat off Pharrell.
No, that he doesn't wear the hat anymore.
Oh, is he off the hat?
Yeah, he's off the hat.
When did that happen?
Oh, when did that happen?
I didn't say that, but now I'm going to say it. When did that happen?
That was a while. It was like a year. Pre-COVID.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, COVID got him. He couldn't fit his mask around his ears. I thought that was his thing. You can't give up.
He said he's more than a hat. I'm not even kidding. He did an interview and he's like, I'm sick of people going, where's your hat?
Well, because you're the hat guy.
It's because he wore one big hat. It was just one big hat once.
And then yeah. He's the hat guy. Just own it, mate. Anyway, 13 10 60. We're the Alpha Bucks guys, and if you want to win $1,000, you got to call us right now. This morning, playing from Glenorchy. Hello, Maria. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good. How's the Norch this morning?
Yeah, it's the usual.
That's the usual.
Yeah. Anything exciting happening out your way?
Not yet.
Not yet. Something will happen.
If you win $1,000, I'm sure there'll be a bit of partying.
Not feeling very confident, but we'll try.
I feel confident today, Maria. I got 8 out of 10, and I'm not great at the game. I can get 8.
I'm all right when I'm not online. If I'm on, when I'm on air, then I start freaking out and I probably get 2.
Yeah, it's what we find. My biggest hint to people is still, it's not even a hint, it's just if you don't know something straight away, pass.
Just pass.
Yeah.
Because if you waste time thinking about something, there's three or four. We'll always come back.
We'll always come back. All right, Maria, are you ready to play this morning?
Yes.
All right. This morning, your letter is R, as in R for race car. Right. Your 30 seconds starts into the first topic I give you. You can pass and come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Maria from Glenorchy, are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Your first question, beginning with R. Name a Hobart suburb.
Rosetta.
An emotion.
Pass.
Something in a car.
Radio.
A surf brand.
Red heron.
A type of plant.
Rose.
A comedian.
Oh, pass.
A Rihanna song.
Pass.
Something round.
Ring.
Type of bread.
Rye.
A musical.
Oh, pass.
An emotion.
Oh, God.
You got through it. No, not terrible at all.
There you go.
This is a good time to remind people someone got 0.
A couple of times.
So,
radio, red herring, rose, ring, rye. Yeah, you got plenty of it.
It's fine. You did well, Maria. You know, I'm gonna hook you up with $50. Thanks to Meister Bank, the human way to bank. So you enjoy that, okay?
Yes, we'll do. Thank you.
No, you have it. You enjoy the 50 and just have a great week.
Probably,
okay?
You know, I mean, if you had to describe an emotion at the moment, you'd probably be relaxed or maybe you're full of rage.
Oh, they start with that.
Oh my God! Nath, get the round of applause ready because the e-scooter legislation has passed Tasmania's parliament.
We did it, guys. We did it. I mean, we didn't do it, but I feel like we were part of it.
No, I feel like we would have. We had Michael Ferguson on.
Yeah, we had Fergo on. We said, hey, get
Anna
it done.
Reynolds.
Yeah.
We put the pressure on.
Peter Gutwin. We said, oi, do it.
Yeah. I think Gutters will be on the show the next day,
Absolutely.
Weeks. I don't know, something. Yeah. He reached out.
Yeah,
his people.
When we can fit him in.
Yeah. bit on, Pete. Yes, Nathan. E-scooters. They're going to be hitting Tassie streets this summer. I don't have an exact date for you yet, but it did pass Legislative Council yesterday.
See, this is the hardest thing. This is the hardest thing to get all the road rules and everything up to scratch to make sure that we can do it, which is awesome, which means we're getting them before Christmas, guys.
Yeah, so we had Michael Fergus on the show last week.
Last week.
And so they're going to, he said it to us last week, they're going to be restricted to a speed of 15 kilometres per hour on footpaths.
That's fine.
But the thing that was really wild to me was currently it's illegal to ride them on footpaths.
And we've seen, I reckon I see 3 people a day.
Yeah.
On e-scooters.
So it's good for them.
Yeah, finally what they're doing is allowed.
Yeah. Nathan, I'd be making citizens arrest. So.
Yeah, we've got to let those guys out, actually. They're still in the trunk.
That's why producer Grace isn't here.
Yeah, she was riding her e-scooter on the footpath.
Yeah, we went, you are under arrest. And she's like, I'm your friend. We're like, not when you're making
Don't
crimes.
Break the law, mate. Yeah. Don't break the law.
I mean, I'm sure we'll have more updates of a start date and stuff. But, yes, it does mean that they will be legal and that will be because they're already here. There's a whole bunch here.
They're just in a big container.
Shipping containers. Yeah. So Yeah, this would be exciting for summer. So
exciting for the Jimmy and A show. Big fans of e-scooters.
Show from Scooter.
Oh, it's still a Scooter show.
Yeah.
Imogen from the Fun and Games department. Scooter show, what do you reckon?
I wasn't listening.
No. The Jimmy and A show will be live from the Rest Point lawns, get this, for the launch of Hobart Monopoly. This is huge. Hobart Monopoly finally coming. The good folk of Monopoly, they've been working hard behind the scenes to build us our own Hobart board. Tomorrow it will be unveiled with us. It's all happening live from 7 a.m. We're going to be down there. Everyone's invited. And if you come down, you get the opportunity to draw a community chess card. And on that card, you're guaranteed to win something because we have got exclusive copies of Hobart Monopoly, the first copies to give away, and also heaps of other spot prizes with the people who are on the board, but we can't really tell you what they are yet.
Yeah,
they're good,
not,
though.
Nathan, I know a couple. We don't want to... No spoilers, guys. Mm. But you'll find out everyone on the board tomorrow. Nathan, I don't know everyone on, but we know a few people because they've offered us prizes. So, look, I mean, things like, think accommodation, food, drinks, you know, those iconic Tasmanian places, experiences.
Yeah, now we've already given away some boards earlier in the show, and we want to give away some boards right now. 13, 10, 60, and here's what we need you to call for. What is your Monopoly gameplay? What's your go-to gameplay for Monopoly? I'm talking, are you one of those people that whatever they land on, you're going to buy? Do you buy that straight away? Are you more strategic going, no, I go for all the yellows, or I go for all the light blues, or I go for the big, the heavy hitters, the Mayfair.
The utilities.
Maybe you're, I don't like the utility people.
You're a railway guy.
Yeah, if you're a railway guy. Don't call me if you're the railway guy, because that annoys me. Maybe you're a wheeler and dealer, because this is what, when I play with my family, this is what my dad does. My dad does like dodgy side deals, which I don't think you're allowed to do in the game.
No.
Like, he'll be like, oh, to my sister, he'll be like, I'll buy your lunch tomorrow if you give me Park Lane. That's
you've
not
told
how
me that,
yeah. It's cheating.
It's a clear unfair advantage when you're a child.
Yeah, I know. It's so unfair. And also, maybe you're one of those people that just has a tantrum. Maybe your tactic is to flip the board and storm out.
Don't finish.
Yeah.
I know, I've played a lot of non-finishers. It gets to that point where it's like, well, they don't think they can win, so they're just like, you know, it's getting late.
Sabotage.
Got to get up early.
Yeah, that way they don't actually lose, do they?
Well, maybe you're like me. And you appoint yourself the banker so you can cheat.
Good one.
And it's actually, keep an eye on the money.
It's on my sheet right now to bring up the fact with Jimmy, that's your tactic.
Yeah.
And it works. Yeah, and it works.
It's just a game, guys. And we're not playing for sheep stations.
No, we're not.
Unless
on the Hobart Monopoly board there's a sheep station. Then
the notorious, famous sheep station from King Island has made the Monopoly board. If you can't catch me, well...
That's, if you're doing it sneakily enough, then it's fine. It is a tactic. Cheating in Monopoly is a tactic.
Well, what about, I said to you, so there's three new editions of Monopoly coming out. One of them is the Hobart edition, which, you know, call now, 13, 10, 60, we're giving away.
Mm-hmm.
And we're broadcasting live from Rest Point. There's the Builder one, which is like you build up, like, skyscraper
sort
of edition.
Yeah, you create your own building
and
thing.
And there's a cheaters one coming out.
So, yeah, they're leaning into the cheating factor.
Everyone's cheating and you got to try and catch the other person out.
And if you said you've never cheated in Monopoly, I don't buy it. Of course you have. Everyone has.
Everyone's forgotten to pay a bill or when you get 200 a go... 300.
Mm. Yeah, 100%. Same in life.
Myself.
Everyone's forgotten to pay a bill. I've got a parking fine, not for Christmas. Anyway, 13, 10, 60, give us a call right now. What is your Monopoly gameplay? We're talking Monopoly gameplay. You and I, we were talking about different ways you can play the game. You said you like to become the banker because you flip yourself, you know, some extra dosh.
Yeah.
Which like is a tactic.
If I'm the banker, like when I go past go, like I'll give myself... 300.
Why not?
You know what I mean?
If you don't
and
get caught.
And if no one notices, well, that's on you guys.
But is it even cheating if no one notices?
No, correct.
No, it's not.
Well, you underpay. You know, someone's like, oh, I just passed go.
You
give them 250.
I'm one of those
if
people.
If they don't check,
I like to buy everything that I land on, which I know annoys some people, but it gives you bargaining power later on. You just got to buy.
Yeah,
buy
I think that's a good.
Away.
Yeah, I'm much like that. I mean, I've got a lot of money.
Yeah.
From cheating.
Well, I mean, you do run the bank. So on my state over here.
Yeah, my state bank's here, and I just buy everything. No, call me UTAS, because I just buy everything up in the city.
Oh, yeah, okay, Megan from Howrah. Megan, what is your Monopoly gameplay?
To be so good that no one plays with me anymore.
Okay.
Right, okay. So in order to be so good, though, Megs, you've got to... How are you so good?
Well, a combination. So you buy all the things that you land on.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You mortgage them a lot.
Yeah.
And then you keep buying. And then you beg people for properties that you need.
Okay. So you're a bit of a beggar then, Megan.
Yep.
You ever been the banker, Megs, and given yourself a couple of extra dollars?
Oh, maybe when I was a kid, but not as an adult.
Well, I mean...
Mate, as an adult, you know how to do it properly. Which is...
I cheat so much better now.
Kayla from Derwent Park. Kayla, what is your Monopoly gameplay?
I buy everything that I land on, and then when I'm out of money, game's over.
As in you make sure that it's no done. One else can play?
Pretty much I make up an excuse, game's over, something to do, or I upend the board, just depending on how I feel.
Okay. You're just like, guys, getting late, got to get up in the morning, I think we call it.
Yes, I have never completed the game of Monopoly.
So, Kayla, so this is a tactic. So would you call it having a bit of a tantrum, flip the board, that kind of thing?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, Kayla, when you do that, when you call it, do you then award, like, whoever has the most money or property as a winner, or it's just because it didn't finish, there is no winner?
There is no winner.
I love that.
Well, really, I mean, I really, Kayla, you're the winner because you've got the power to call the game. So
pretty much. That's how it goes.
See, that's the thing.
It's a tactic.
If you can't win in life, you know what I mean?
Chuck a tantrum.
If
you don't get what you want, hold your breath until you do.
Ivan from Old
Obviously,
Mitch.
We're joking. So you don't take our advice.
Ivan, we're always joking, mate. Never listen to anything on this show. Ivan.
Ivan agrees.
He agrees. What's your Monopoly gameplay, Ivan?
Look, to be honest with you, I've tried every little trick in a book that you guys have been discussing. I play with my 7-year-old daughter and my wife. And, look, I buy everything and then I tend to negotiate and try to rip my daughter off to try and beat everyone else. So
This must be a dad thing. My old man does it as well. So what kind of wheeling... So how old's your daughter? 7, did you say?
7.
Okay, yes. So what kind of dodgy side deals are you doing with your 7-year-old?
Well... You've got to be a bit tactical. So if, for example, someone's got, say, 2 of the red ones and you buy the 3rd one, you sort of want to try and give them $500 for both or try and negotiate some sort of a deal where you sort of get ahead and they tend to lose. So you can invest.
Ripping off 7-year-olds. Yeah, of course. Do you ever...
Well, I mean, that's why you have kids, isn't it, Ivan? You
know
what
exactly.
I mean?
Yeah. Teach them early.
Life's hard.
Ivan, do you ever bring in deals outside of the game? Like, if you don't give me, like,
Or give me Park Lane, I'll take you out for ice cream.
Yeah. Do you ever do that?
I haven't tried that yet, no, but that's a good one, actually.
Oh, mate, it's good. Give me Park Lane or you're going to bed.
That's a threat.
I'm taking it anyway.
Mine was so much nicer. I'll take it for ice cream.
Mate,
you're like, you're going to bed.
Mate, I'll just send him to bed. Yeah. Then I'll steal it. Tobias. Tobias from Hara. Hi, Tobias. What is your what's your Monopoly gameplay, bro?
Usually I set it up and then I stuff some 500s in my pocket.
Yeah.
How many do you steal, Tobias?
1,000.
Nath, please get the round of applause ready. Just quickly, producer Grace isn't here and she usually gives us a sheet on our guests, so I don't have anything. So this is just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
So you get the round of applause ready for a Tassie's very own MasterChef contestant. Finished 4th.
Six.
Oh, okay.
She's on what's the app you're on now that people can book you on?
Gather.
Yeah. And then she's also on Jimmy and Ace Gather app.
Yeah.
But that's just to hang out with her and have a couple of beers.
Please welcome Julie Goodwin.
Please welcome Sabina the Bean Newton.
Oh, of course, that's her name. Sorry, we don't have a sheet. So
you would have been how old were you when Julie was on?
I was like 10. Yeah. I met her and I cried.
Really?
Was she your idol? Was she?
Idol, yeah. Yeah, absolute right. Idol, love her. Yeah.
If she was your idol back then, you're 10 years old, was it always the plan to go on MasterChef?
I think so. It was in the back of the mind the whole time.
Yeah, wow. So were you cooking that young when you...
Yeah, definitely.
Wow, okay.
If we wanted nice things in our lunchbox, Mum was like, you've got to make them. We're not buying them. So that kind of is where it all started.
So what kind of things would you make for your lunch?
Oh, like biscuits, brownies, you know, had it all in the lunch.
So I would have been friends with you.
Trying to do trades.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want another banana.
Sabina, I'll hold your hand in the playground if you make me a brownie.
But you never went on to study cooking, though, did you? Have you finished your degree yet?
Yeah, I finished on Friday, which is really cool.
Oh, congratulations.
Studied commerce at Melbourne Uni.
Wow, yeah, massive round of applause. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah, no, but food's always just been a little hobby on the side. But I don't know, maybe one day I'll become a chef. We'll see what happens.
So just at the moment, you're on the Gather app, which people can book you for events and parties.
Yeah.
But then you just work. You've got a full-time job.
I do have a full-time job. Yep, I'm an accountant.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a
Have you worked with people who like chat to you and then do they click and go, are you the person from MasterChef? Or do people just have no idea?
I don't think people care.
I care. If I were you, I would walk around with a shirt with your face on it saying, hey, I was on MasterChef.
Well, I was at the Crazy Sardine, La Sardina Loca, on Friday night, and Sabina was walking around telling, she goes, hey, I know Jimmy's here, but if you want to get a photo with the MasterChef contestant.
Got on the tools back in the kitchen.
I absolutely did not do that.
Yeah, she did. She did. That's a joke.
He was probably walking around going, hey, I'm Jimmy.
Yeah, it was. I crashed someone's 21st. How do you think I was like, it's Jimmy and Nath, guys. Where's Nath? I was like, hey, somewhere. Sabina, we want to get you in because last night, huge, it was the final of Celebrity MasterChef, Tassie's very own, Nikki Riewoldt, taking it out.
Yeah, Nikki Riewoldt, took the what is it called, the trophy,
the big
put it above his head.
Yeah.
Super exciting. We actually went to the same primary school.
Oh, wow.
So me and Nikki Riewoldt, we actually went to Princess Street Primary School.
I wonder what he made himself for lunches.
I don't know, but they churned out the MasterChefs that school.
Yeah,
yeah, wow. Well.
When you saw him that he was part of Celebrity MasterChef, did you know anything about his cooking ability or if he could put some stuff together?
I didn't know. I don't know much about him. I'm not really that big of a footy fan either. But I knew that he had a shack up at Orford and I knew that, you know, being Tassie was going to be part of his whole, like, story on the show.
Yeah.
So I was keen to see how that came about on the show. But, he put up some pretty epic dishes.
What was your favourite dish that he put up, do you reckon?
He did this really, like, cute one. It was, like, these shortbread and it was, like, these little egg dippers. I don't even know how to explain. It was, like, eggs and he had like lemon curd and meringue and then it was just like, I don't even know how he came up with that.
He's good. What about, is there anyone else on there that surprised you when you were watching it that was like, oh wow, they can really, really cook?
I think Matilda Ramsay, I think that, you know, she's this obviously the daughter of Gordon, but I think she would have had a bit of pressure on her, but she absolutely killed it and was only 19. So.
I didn't watch a lot of it. When I did, I'll be honest, when I saw her get announced, I knew nothing about her. I just was like, oh God, they put Gordon Ramsay's daughter in.
Yeah.
Not only can she cook, she's so, like, she's funny, she's a big
she's
personality.
Good talent, isn't she? Yeah, she's great.
She's super funny, yeah, she seems hilarious. I'd like to be friends with her.
Well, we know Nick.
Just put it out there. Yeah. Reply to the DMs, Till, if you're listening.
Here's the thing. So Nick, no longer playing footy, obviously. You down here in Tassie, looking to potentially move into the chef game. What do we think about a Nick Riewoldt, Sabina Newton restaurant?
Yeah, well, we can make it work. I might shoot him a message and see.
Shoot him a message.
Tilly hasn't replied to the DM, so.
Yeah.
Nick funds it.
You don't have to fund it, mate. You're the face. You're the face.
No one cares about Nick Riewoldt.
No, he's done.
He won.
He's got a bit of cash in the bank. He can buy the restaurant and then you do everything else. What do you think?
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah,
I'm down.
There you go.
Who would you love to see on Celebrity MasterChef like in the next season?
You boys.
Oh, mate.
With your compound butter.
I burned toast. Oh, no. Have I told you about the compound butter?
I have heard about the compound butter.
No, last time we had Sabina on, you need to apologise because...
I'm not apologising, mate. I'm teaching her things.
Because your girlfriend Meg was like, Nath, this is true. We're in the car and Meg turns around and we're going to, I think, cafe or something for breakfast.
I know where we're going,
And she goes, Jimmy, Nath's banged on about his one steak that he cooked for 7 minutes. This poor girl's come in for an interview and Nath's just talking about his cooking.
So it was a tomahawk steak. All right. You ever made one of those?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I'm trying to remember how to do it so long ago now. Hey, guys. This is awkward. The podcast is over.
That's it.
You should not be here anymore. I know what you're doing. You're probably seeing on the podcast that's like, oh, there's still 30 seconds to go.
Round of applause for getting to the end.
Oh, yeah. Well done to you. Unless, of course, you skip to the end. You cheats.
But, yeah, stop listening.
Yes, yeah, it is done,
it's
guys.
It's done.
It is done.
That's it.
This is just a little... We've just decided to put this on the air.
This is just us to tell you that it's over.
Yeah.
There's nothing else.
There's nothing else. There's literally nothing else.
You can keep listening, but it is just Nathan and I telling you, our listener, that there's nothing else.
We might even leave a little bit of silence just to really ram home that there's nothing.
Nothing else.
Ready?
Yeah. That's
told
it.
Told you.
Stop.
It's done. Get out of here.
Stop listening!